Money FM 89.3, best of the breakfast huddle. Companies to watch.
Time now to turn our attention to the electronics sector, because despite the impact of COVID-19 on Singapore's economy, this particular sector has continued to grow.
Yes, but according to the Ministry of Trade and Industry, the electronics industry, which has offered more than 2,800 opportunities between April and September, most of which were for professionals, managers, executives and technicians, they've come up against a surprising stumbling block.
Yeah, only about 220, or let's say about 8%, of these jobs have been taken out.
I'm really, really surprised by this.
Well, I mean, I guess, you've got to balance that between, you know, that and the expectations or the growth expectations of the sector. While you have all these jobs, why is the take-up so low?
Yeah.
A lot of questions, and probably we can get some really good answers from Chia Yong Go, who's a partner, People Advisory Services at Ernst & Young. Chia Yong, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, both of you. Thank you for having me on the show.
Yes, hopefully you can help us understand the current plight of the electronics sector a lot better this morning.
Yeah, so the electronics sector as a whole recorded more than $5.7 billion in fixed assets investment and more than $376 million in total business expenditure in the first 9 months of this year. So first of all, obviously there's growth there. What is behind this robust growth?
Absolutely, that's a great question, right? So if you look at the COVID-19 and its impact on the Singapore economy, the electronics sector was one of the few sectors that actually had gains in employment, right? So about 1,000 jobs were created in terms of total employment over the second quarter of 2020. And a lot of this is driven by increased demand with work-from-home arrangements, companies taking the opportunity to digitalize. And of course, that also then drives demand for electronics within the sector.
Okay, but then, I mean, we were talking earlier on about the job openings and the opportunity that's there, right? Essentially, it's for the PMETs, which we get very excited about. This is a huge sector or a huge a group. But why is the take-up rate low? I mean, is it down to the age-old, not enough technical knowledge of the job?
I don't think that's the case anymore, right?
Okay.
So if you allow me, there are probably three key driving reasons behind this.
Okay,
right? One is in terms of awareness.
Mm-hmm.
I think job seekers and individuals could do a lot more to understand some of these jobs that are becoming available within the sector, right? So the traditional mindset of, oh, I don't have a technical skill and therefore I don't think I will be suitable for this sector, that no longer applies because the sector is looking beyond just technical skill sets, right? There are certainly transferable skills into the sector from other industries. And the sector is also looking at types of jobs, for example, business development, sales and marketing job roles that don't necessarily require engineering skill sets. So I think that's the first reason. Second reason is if you look at from a company standpoint, and I think this is something that has already started as a trend, but companies are becoming more open to hiring individuals without prior experience within the sector, right? They are more open to using government initiatives such as professional conversion programs or reskilling programs to bring in experienced professionals into the sector. So I think this is an increasing trend, and more companies over the next few months should be coming on board such initiatives. The third reason really then driving this is in terms of how we see longer-term kind of career pathways within the sector, right? So when individuals look at the electronic sector, they may not understand what are the long-term career opportunities that that's being offered within the sector. So this awareness could easily be managed or mitigated by just going on to, there's plenty of information out there in terms of skills frameworks, in terms of professional conversion programs, the individuals can empower themselves on career transition.
Okay. Yeah, the Ministry of Manpower Minister Josephine Teo has come out to say it would be a great pity if the positions in electronics are not filled by Singaporeans, which is, I mean, I'm just going back to how surprising I find these numbers. With all of these initiatives, don't you think that there's just enough out there to give people that trigger already? Are we just seeing a bit of a time lag? Will this change in coming months?
I think certainly there's a little bit of time lag that's playing out in some of these numbers. But mindset shifts are also something that takes a longer term to play out, right? So having gone through a career transition myself in the past, I know that mindset shift is needed, right? So from an individual job seeker's perspective, we have to A, think about what types of transferable skills do I possibly bring into the electronic sector, and then that takes a little bit of fact-finding, a little bit of understanding of what kind of skills are relevant within the sector. And number two, what kind of upskilling opportunities can I take up in order to acquire some of the more technical, more domain-specific skills that I would require within the sector? And three, of course, being open-minded and speaking to employers and, of course, finding out a little bit more to empower those decisions.
Okay, just a quick, slightly dicey follow-up. Is it salary?
I don't think so. I don't think that's the case. If you look at some of the figures that the Ministry of Manpower has released, salaries within the sector are pretty healthy, right? If you look at the PMBT and non-PMBT jobs, these are good jobs, right? And these are certainly good jobs that, to your point earlier, we want to make sure that the workforce in Singapore is taking up actively. So the question then is, how do we enable that transition better? There's been a lot of initiatives, a lot of effort from agencies like Workforce Singapore and SkillsFuture Singapore to upskill and help individuals transit into the sector. I guess the question now is, how do we expand that awareness and how do we start to change some of these mindsets on the ground?
Chiang, I apologize ahead of time for putting you on the spot with this question, but from your observation, are there any particular electronic companies that are doing well in terms of getting people to transit and to come on board to fill up their job vacancies? I mean, I'm looking at some job availabilities in the past 3 days or so. I see Singtel has quite a number of vacancies that are coming out. You've got research assistant for electronics engineering. Other jobs include a lot of electronics engineer jobs, a couple of intern jobs as well. What are your thoughts on companies that are doing particularly well in this?
I think the companies that do well in terms of attracting talent tend to be companies that, A, have positioned themselves from a digitalization perspective,
okay,
and start to kind of redesign their jobs to leverage the higher level skill sets from their employees, from their workers, right? And employees coming into these jobs feel that they can contribute at a higher value add to the organization, right? So I think that's one of the key traits that we see within the sector in terms of companies that are performing well. Number two, I think companies that are doing well tend to be more open in their mindset. So they are open to look at individuals who may not have prior experience within the sector, but they bring a lot of transferable skills into the sector. And okay, they're willing to invest in, like I mentioned earlier, professional training programs, mm-hmm, professional conversion programs to kind of imbue in them the technical know-how to thrive in the sector.
But interestingly, companies in the retail sector are also being hit by this lack of take-up. So 21% of 3,600 jobs and training opportunities there have been taken up so far. That's a low percentage, isn't it? Why is there seemingly this lack of enthusiasm? Is it the same issue?
I think the retail sector faces slightly different challenges. One, I think from the company's perspective, we know that retail is one of the sectors that are just starting to rebound, right, from the COVID-19 impact. And what we observe is that companies can further go along their digitalization journey, right? If you look at the situation overseas, for example, in Greater China, right, retail has become more of an experience rather than a means to an end, a means for consumers to buy products, right? So a lot of effort has been put into reimagining the customer experience that they offer. And it's certainly something that is a growing trend in Singapore. And we hope that more companies can kind of take up this initiative to reimagine their customer experience. And therefore, the jobs within the sector will also evolve, right? It will be more digital in nature. It will be more value-added and looking really at customer experiences. Number two, I think mindsets within the sector needs to be shifted from a job seeker's perspective. The sector is bound to grow, right? To your point, there are a lot of vacancies within the sector. So how can individuals think about applying their skill sets within the sector, coming in from other industries, other sectors, and to discover more around the career opportunities available within the sector? And then the sector is going to continue to be a strong pillar of growth within Singapore in the future.
All right, certainly a lot to think about for potential job seekers. We've been speaking with Chiang Go, who's partner at People Advisory Services at Ernst & Young. Thank you so much for taking the time this morning. You take care and stay safe, yeah?
Thank you for having me. It's been a pleasure. Thank you.
Before acting on the information on Money FM, please consider if it's suitable for your own investment objectives, financial situation, and risk tolerance. To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg. or download the SBH Radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.